ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट नंबर 9। पश्याशीशमे अनार्यम अनन्ते आद्ये पश्यामे अनार्यम अनन्ते आद्ये परात्मनि त्वय्यपि मायि मायिनि मायां विताये क्षितम् आत्मवैभवम् यत् अहं कियान् इच्छम् इवाचिरग्नौ पश्यैषाम्यनार्यमनन्ते आद्ये परात्मनि त्वय्यपि मायि मायिनि मायां विहितया इक्षितुम् आत्मवैभवम् अहं कियानेच्छम् इव अर्चि अग्नौ पश्यैषाम्यनार्यमनन्ते आद्ये परात्मनि त्वय्यपि मायि मायिनि मायां वितया इक्षितुम् आत्मवैभवम् अहं कियानेच्छमिव अर्चि अग्नौ। पश्य जस्सी ईशा ओ लॉर्ड मे माय अनार्यम कंटेम्प्टेबल बिहेवियर अनंते अगेंस्ट द अनलिमिटेड आद्य द प्राइमिवल परात्मनि द सुपर सोल त्वयि यू अपि इवन माय मायिनी फॉर द मास्टर्स ऑफ इल्यूजन माया माय इल्यूजरी पोटेंसी वितया स्प्रेडिंग इक्षुतुम टू सी आत्मा योर वैभव पावर ही इंडीड अहम आई कियान हाउ मच एचम आई डिजायर इवा जस्ट लाइक अर्ची ए स्मॉल स्पार्क अग्नौ In comparison to the whole fire. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. My Lord, just see my uncivilized impudence. To test your power, I try to extend my illusory potency to cover you, the unlimited and primeval super soul, who bewildered even the masters of illusion. What am I compared to you? I'm just like a small spark in the presence of a great fire. Please repeat. My Lord, just see my uncivilized impudence. To test your power, I try to extend my illusory potency to cover you, the unlimited and primeval super soul, who bewilder even the masters of illusion. What I am compared to you, I am just like a small spark in the presence of a great fire. A great fire produces many sparks, which are insignificant in comparison to it. Indeed, if one of the small sparks were to try to burn the original fire, the attempt would be simply ludicrous. Similarly, even the creator of the entire universe, Lord Brahma, is an insignificant spark of the potency of God. And therefore, Brahma's attempt to bewilder the Supreme Lord was certainly ludicrous. Brahma here addresses Lord Krishna as Isha, which indicates that Krishna is not only the supreme master of everyone, but is also specifically the master of Brahma, who creates the universe directly under the guidance of Lord, and who indeed is born directly from the Lord's own body. Brahma felt ashamed of his impudent attempt at deluding Lord Krishna, and he was therefore perfectly willing to be punished or forgiven by the Lord according to his decision. If Lord Krishna does not mercifully punish his devotees when they act improperly, their foolishness will simply increase and gradually completely overwhelm their devotional sentiments. Therefore, Lord Krishna kindly disciplines his devotees and maintains them on the progressive path back home, back to Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Guruve Namaha. So here, we have heard a lot about Brahma's stupid, we should not say that, Brahma is a great personality, but in front of the Lord, it was like a stupid act, trying to test. He's not stupid, but in front of Lord's greatness and Lord's great vast position, like a fire and a spark comparison, it's just a very contemptible behavior. And Brahma in the beginning, he thought, how come a small boy can do all of this? Killing Aghasura and everything. Let me test. So he wanted to test. But he forgot that it was not the right call to test his own master, own boss. Sometimes employees, they want to test their own boss. Does he know anything? Does he know this thing? I have so many things I have done, and my boss, he doesn't know much. Sometimes it happens. It happens. Or sometimes children, they try to test parents. Papa, you don't know anything. It's a modern time. Things have changed. You studied in a lamp light, but do you want us to study back again the lamp light? So useless. You are outcast, you are old. It can happen. It's a mentality. But then, here it is mentioned, this verse, for Brahma is calling himself that I have done Anarya. Same thing when Arjuna got bewildered or illusioned by Lord Krishna, and then he didn't want to fight he put so many arguments. Then Lord called him, awarded triple A, Anarya Justam Aswargyam Akirti, Karam Arjuna. Anarya, not befitting a learned noble man. Anarya just Aswargyam, whatever Arjuna you are saying, you are arguing, it will cause you infamy, Aswargyam. Akirti, infamy and Aswargyam, you will fall down to the lower level, not to the higher level. So these are the problems which happens, like Queen Kunti, she mentioned in her prayers, Janmaswarya Sutashibhi Yedamana Madhapumar. We don't want this. We don't want to get mad based on our higher birth, Janma, Ashwarya, opulence, Shruta, learned, Shri, beauty. All these things are impediments. You were with us, Lord Krishna, when Bhima was poisoned, there was Lakshagraha, firehouse, Durvasa came in the forest, you saved us. In the big war, there were big warriors, Maharathis, and you saved us from all of those calamities. But now that we have got this kingdom back, you are leaving us. We don't want this kingdom. Because we have a tendency to forget you. Whenever we get power, whenever we get prestige and position, the biggest problem is that we become puffed up. You assign anyone anything that, okay, now you are in charge of this department. And immediately the person is like, oh, now I'm in charge. This is what happened. Nahusha, he was the grandson of Pururava, very saintly king on the planet Earth. And when Indra was cursed, or Indra was inflicted by the reaction of killing Brahmana, Vratasura, so he lost his kingdom. He went hiding. And he was hiding in a big pond in the stem of a lotus. See how these things happen. And then the kingdom cannot be left vacant, because then there will be quarrel and fighting and so much problems. So then they were looking for somebody to put on the throne of Indra. They decided that let's put Nahusha on the place of Indra. And Nahusha was earthly king, and he refused. He said, no, I'm not qualified. I'm for becoming Indra, you need a lot of power, a lot of position, and I'm not. Oh no, you become and we'll give you our powers. And they all imparted powers to Nahusha, and he became King Indra. And now he got entangled in that power business. And now he's enjoying Apsara dances, Varuni, etc. And he one day thought, oh, because I'm Indra, at the seat of Indra, and Indra is finished. I don't know where he is. He asked Indrani, okay, now you come to me. This is what happens with the power. And Indrani said, no, I am wife of Indra, previous person before you. How can I do this? This is not good. This is not right. This is improper. She went to Braspati. And Braspati, he advised, okay, you don't worry, you stay here in my ashram and take shelter until Indra returns, and we will do something about it. And but then she said, what can I do with this proposal coming from Nahush? He said, just say you wait. Because sometimes when we face problems, we have difficulties in our life, we just want to wait. Because they will come and go. So Braspati advised same way to Shachi, that you just wait, pass some time. Then they did some fire sacrifice and everything, and Indra, Agnidev found Indra from the lotus stem, brought back, and then Indra revived. But he could not get on the throne because there was Nahusha sitting there. Then one day Indra advised Shachi that you go and tell Nahush that I am willing to marry or whatever, and I can accept you only when you come in a palanquin which is carried by the sages, Saptarishi or whatever, Agastya and everyone. Nahusha was very powerful. He asked all the rishis to carry palanquin. Out of their humble attitude, they said, okay. So they were carrying palanquin. But Nahusha was in hurry. So he chastised those palanquin carriers, rishis, great rishis. Sarpa, sarpa, go quick. And it so happened that he even, because of the puffdom, he kicked Agastya Rishi. Now Agastya got, okay, it's too much now. We have to punish you. So you became Sarpa, you became a snake for thousands of years and you are finished. So that's how Nahush got finished, Indra got back. The point here is, it's very difficult. We look for success. We look for position. We look for rise from the platform where we are now in terms of money, position, adoration, whatever. We look for those things. We can get those things. It's not very difficult. It's not impossible. It's possible. People get that. But after reaching to that position, it's very difficult to digest. Very difficult. Because when people are praising you, when people are adoring you, oh wow, you have done such a good, you are such a nice manager, you control things, you are controller, and they pray for you, then become puffed up. And it happened. It happened in the past also many times. Like it was not puffed up exactly like Maharaj Parikshit. He was not puffed up, but he was of course king, so he did that mistake. Put snake on the Shami Karishi's neck. But then Parikshit Maharaj went back to his palace. He was fearing in his heart, something wrong I have done. Reaction must be coming very quickly soon. So he was preparing his mind. Yes, I am prepared. And when the curse came, he did not retaliate. He accepted, yes, it was my mistake. Like in yesterday's verse, 10:14:8, Tattenukampa. In that verse all the same thing, like whatever miseries, whatever difficulties we are facing in our life, maybe we are a devotee or maybe we are not. In both cases we face difficulties. But how we take those difficulties, how we take those miseries, how we react on those miseries, that is the difference we can make. That is where the difference lies between devotees and the karmis. Devotees, they think, oh, I deserve much more punishment, I deserve much more miseries, and Lord Krishna, my Lord, is so kind, he is giving me very little. And on the other hand, karmis or non-devotees, they simply say, oh Krishna, I used to go to your temple, I used to make some 10 rupees donations on some Tuesday or something, and now look what you have done to me. I'm so sad. It's because of you. You did not listen my prayers. Like Prabhupada mentioned one time that all those ladies who went to the church to pray for the return of their husbands who went for the Second World War. And Prabhupada mentioned none of them returned. And all those ladies who went to pray to the Lord to bring their husbands back, they all turned into atheists. We don't want to go to church anymore. Finish. We don't want to approach the Lord with this mentality. Give me this, give me this, give me this. And if you don't give me this, you're not Lord. I don't want to come to your temple anymore. That mentality is wrong. So here, confusion, bewilderment, it happens. The hardest part is We always pray to the Lord, Lord, please, you may purify me, you may give me some miseries, but please do not give me a problem or a difficulty or a situation where I lose my trust even in you. Difficulties in spiritual life, they are given personally by the Lord to make us more advanced, simple. Whenever there is difficulty, immediately please realize that Lord Krishna wants us to advance further. Make our faith firm in Him. My Lord will protect no matter what. Harishwari Prabhu asked Srila Prabhupada one time, Srila Prabhupada, if we commit a mistake, will Lord forgive? Yes, Lord will forgive. Prabhupada answered. Then Harishwari Prabhu asked again, if we commit mistake again, same mistake again, will He forgive? Prabhupada said, yes, He will forgive. And then Harishwari Prabhu said, if we commit the same mistake third time, Prabhupada, what will happen? Then Lord will not forgive. Lord will say, you are stubborn. You are just a rascal. You are knowingly committing same mistakes again and again. Lord will not forgive. So we cannot, on the strength of our chanting, on the strength of our services in temple or outside, we cannot commit offense to the Lord or even to, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Gopinath prayers, he said that Gopinath mama nivedana suno vishayi durjana sada kamrata kichu nahi mora guna. Gopinath, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is taking very humble position for us and is praying, Gopinath, I am fall into these vishay things. Same way devotees can pray, but devotees, they do amara bharosa tumi, they are dependent on the Lord. They are not independent. They are not trying. They are not maneuvering things. They are not manipulating things. Simply depending upon the Lord. And that is why, and on the other hand, we have seen Nal Kuvera and Manigriva. They commit offenses towards Narada. Why they did that? Again, opulence. That's why these things are our sometimes enemies. Janma Aishwarya Shruta Shibhi. So that's why Queen Kunti said, please, please, take this away. Give us miseries. Give us difficulties. Because whenever we were in difficulty, we remembered you and you came immediately and helped us. And in this way, we had your darshan. And by having your darshan, apunarbhava darshanam, you do not have darshan of punarbhava. Like in material life, in jobs, they get salary, they have a boss. And what happens? They get salary, still they do not want to work. Still they try to, you know, I manage 32 people and I feel all the time how to get things done. But here, in devotional life, we are enthusiastic. We get nothing, very minimal, some maintenance. And we work day and night for the service of the Lord. Because our goal, our purpose, our life is dedicated to the Lord. We have decided voluntarily, Lord, I will serve you throughout my life. Those who are brahmacharis here, such a big commitment they have given. They have dedicated their lives. Other devotees also. They have dedicated. They just, you ask them, Prabhu, can you do this? Yes, yes, Prabhuji. 99.99% devotees are like that. Maybe 0.01. Like I remember, we went to Los Angeles Yatra long back, and we drove from all the way from Boise to Los Angeles in one day in 11 hours drive. And when we reached there next day morning, Suhas Prabhu, he said, okay, so we needed maybe 2, 3, 6, about 12 people who can hold the long rod beside the chariot wheels so that nobody gets crushed. And we were thinking, oh man, we drove such 11 hours drive, we are tired. How can we say that, oh, I will do it? So we kept quiet. We didn't say anything. But then 4 devotees, yes, Prabhu, we will do it. And I looked back, oh, Nityananda from Portland. Okay, very nice. And then I saw Nityananda's forehead, 11 stitches. And I went to Nityananda after announcements were done. Prabhu, how did this all happen? All fresh red. Oh, yesterday we were driving from Portland. And our van got tire burst and we flipped 4 times. And then we arranged another van and then we got all the treatment and stitches and everything. We then again drove and we reached here. And in the temple, when asked, they forgot their stitches. They forget everything. Yes, Prabhu, we'll do it. This is called enthusiasm. This is what is lacking if we are not like that. We have to jump on the seva. Sometimes we are so low in our mind. I don't want to do any seva and all the sevas are on me and I'm dying, I'm crying. I'm being crushed by the sevas. Good for us. Good for us. Because the moment we will find time, relax, immediately something, enjoyment will come in the mind. Oh, really, relax, relax. I tried one time that I will relax. I will not do anything today. I will relax. And I whole day, night, 6, 7 hours, during the day, 3 hours, 8 and 3 hours again I slept. And next day morning, when I wanted to rise for Mangal Aarti, I felt I don't want to rise. This is the nature of the rest and enjoyment and happiness and sukha. Even if I slept 10, 12 hours, still I don't want to rise. So it is the determination which comes from chanting. Utsah nischay dhairya tat tat karma pravartanat sangatyaga satovrti shadvir bhakti prasidhati. We have to maintain. Like one time we had Janmashtami festival in our temple and our book distribution minister Vijay Prabhu, he visited us from Los Angeles, and we were running here and there, doing this thing, that thing, 1,000 people are going to come, prasadam, this thing will happen here. And he came to me and said, Prabhu, any seva I can do? I said, Prabhu, how can I tell you anything? You are, no, because I'm visiting from Los Angeles, so you are managing things here. So, because we had some time here from book distribution, so please let us know what we can do. And also, and then I asked him, okay, Prabhu, you do this thing. And then when I was serving prasadam, Prabhu, do you need anything else? He said, Prabhu, if you want to give us anything, give us some enthusiasm for devotional service. That's what we aspire for. That's what he wanted to ask. That's what he asked, in fact, with such an advanced devotee. And the more advanced we are, so-called experienced senior devotees we are, the tendency to become less enthusiastic is more and more. That's another big problem. Why? Because this is the position that we get bewildered, we get illusioned that, oh, I'm the doer, I'm the taking care, I'm taking care of so many things. And that's why these 4 defects here. What are 4 defects? Somebody discussed before also. We have tendency to cheat. Tendency to be illusion and we commit mistakes and we have imperfect senses. These four defects, we are inbuilt in, we have inherited these four faults or defects in us. And the spiritual life means get free from these four defects. Like Brahma demonstrated one defect to be illusion, he became illusion. I'm such a big person, Brahma, 3 trillion I live, and then sahasra yuga paryantam arhat yat brahmano vidu. In one day of Brahma, 1,000 divya yugas. In one day of Brahma, such a powerful person. And Krishna broke his illusion also. When Brahma went to see him, Krishna asked, which Brahma? And Brahma said, oh, me Brahma. But then Krishna called all the Brahmas and they came, 1,000 head, 4,000 head, million head, like that. So this is our position, that that's how. And then Indra, when he got after fire sacrifice, his sinful reactions were distributed in four areas. The trees, they got sap, that was one reaction. Ladies, they got monthly periods, that was the second part of the reaction of Indra. They suffered, they are suffering. And the third one, the foam in the rivers or the sea, so that was the third reaction that was shared from Indra after he got relieved. And then the fourth was the mountains on the earth. So these were the four reactions which they got. And then here Brahma, what is looking for? He has committed a mistake. There are two ways. One is he could be forgiven right away, or some punishment is given, reaction is given. So we all commit mistakes because it's four defects. And we are embodied here, we are spark, spirit, soul, minute, and covered in this body full of ignorance, and that's why we have tendency to commit mistakes. And whenever we commit mistake, we immediately become fearful. Oh, I should not have done that. I have done that because of, you know, I could not control my senses and I have done this mistake, and now something bad will happen. Some reaction will come. We fear. We ask forgiveness of the devotees all the time. We ask forgiveness, like in, I was in Pandharpur Rukmini temple, Panduranga temple, and Loknath Swami Maharaj with us, and Maharaj went there inside the temple. And there's a system there that you put your ears like this and you do dandabaitak like that, up and down, sit-ups like this, ask for forgiveness. So Maharaj was doing that. And we were like, oh, Maharaj is asking forgiveness. We were, Maharaj did 10 times, we did 20 times, because we would, if we could do only 1,000 times, that would not be enough. Because we commit so many offenses, so many mistakes all the time, every time. Just by seeing, like one time, it was being decided that who is the Supreme Lord? And who went? Bhragumuni. Bhragumuni was asked to commit, to perform this task, to find out who is the Supreme Lord. And he went to his father Brahma, and didn't pay any respect. And Brahma was mad. Brahma was angry. He didn't say anything, but nothing much happened. But it was like that. Brahma was angry. Then he went to his brother Shiva, and he right away said, and Shiva said, oh, my brother Bhragu, thank you for visiting me. I'm so glad that you came, and please, and tried to hug him. Don't hug me, okay? You're all the snakes and the ashes of the crematoriums. You're so filthy, and you are so unclean. Don't come close to me. Smell bad, smelling. And Shiva was about to curse. Then Parvati said, okay, okay, it's your brother. Don't worry, sir. Just let him go. He is not. And then he went to Vishnu, and he went to Vishnu and kicked on his chest right away. And Lord Vishnu said, Prabhu, thank you for coming, and my chest is hard like a stone. I want to massage your feet because you may have got hurt. So this is That's why. So the main lesson here is that we have to ask forgiveness. We have to tolerate the miseries, threefold miseries, dahik, daivik, bhautik, of our own body, mind, and natural calamities, cold, heat, and other living entity. Another living entity can be the dog, cat, cow, monkey, or your wife, son, children, neighbor, boss, other living entity. They all can give us problems, but we have to tolerate. We have to adjust. But it is important that some punishment and some chastisement is necessary for our mistakes. And it is very hard. If chastisement, like, look, Brahma, such a big person, first living entity of the universe, Tene Brahma Hirdaya Adikavi, first, and he is being now chastised, or he is praying, asking for forgiveness. So it becomes very difficult. When we are small, we can ask, okay. But when we are big, in position, Janmashvara Shuta Shribhi, if we are big, very difficult. That's the hard part of the being big, in terms of Jan, Aishwarya, Shruta, Shibhi. If you are big in any one of them, it will become much, much harder for us to ask forgiveness, number one, or to take even chastisement. Very difficult. The bigger you are, the more difficult is that going to be. That's the hardest part. That's why, even though we may become big, big person, we may be making hundreds of people devotees, and we will distribute thousands of books, we may bring so much donation, but we have to remember, people are taking books from us because we are representing Srila Prabhupada ISKCON. People are giving us donation because we are representing Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON. People are appreciating us because we are like this finger attached to my body, valuable, cut off from ISKCON, finish. No value, no use. Somebody can say, oh, I'm doing it. But under the banner, under the power, under the shelter of this ISKCON, I'm doing it. I'm nothing. I'm so fortunate that devotees are keeping me, giving me their association. Now, a devotee had a dream. And the dream was wonderful. He reached Golok Vrindavan. And he's standing on the door. And on the door, he is looking at who is already there. Oh, temple president is there already. So mean. How come he reached there and this devotee always offended me and he's already there and everyone is looking at him? Wow, how come this person is here and he is looking at them, how they are there and they are looking at him? But we will all go to back to Godhead, to Krishna. We may have some problems, some defects, but Prabhupada has given us guarantee. Anyone. Again, I repeat it every day. I will repeat here again for the benefit of everyone. Our slogan is 4-16-4. Hanumat Preshak Swami Maharaj is our Shiksha Guru. He gave us this slogan. Rise in the morning 4 o'clock or attend 4 o'clock Aarti, Mangal Aarti. Chant good 16 rounds and then automatically you will be empowered to follow 4 regularity principles of freedom and you will go back to Godhead. Even though you may have problems in your mind, in your life, if you are 80% okay, Krishna will take you. And Prabhupada has given that guarantee. In the bag of ISKCON, all these pebbles and stones we are, and we have all these sharp edges, and the bag is shaking. And after some time, when the bag is opened, we rubbed all each other, and we are finally round, shining marbles at the end, and go back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Since you told the story of DJ, we were also in Miami Airport. He was a young distributor, and he had a huge boil on his neck. Normally, if somebody has such a thing and you're meeting the public or you feel eyes on stable, it's like it better. But he was so determined to distribute books that even though it was cut and it had a big bandage on there, and to look at it, you want to just run away. He was distributing books with such enthusiasm, despite the fact that he had, some bodily inconveniences. His determination was there.
Oh yeah, and at one time we were driving with Vijay Prabhu in the van from Boise to Spanish Fork to attend the festival of Vijayotsav, Ravan killing, and they arrange all of that nicely, Charu Prabhu. And we were driving, so we stopped for taking gas at the station, and we took some soft drinks and everything. And in the meantime, Prabhu distributed 4 Bhagavad Gita right away to all those who were filling over doing things there. Such a powerful book distributor. And I asked him many times, Prabhu, what do you do? Please tell us. He said, you chant your good 16 rounds, and then you get little bit effulgence. You get some empowerment. It's important. I've seen many, many book distributors. They rise in the morning and chant so focused. And then Krishna sends nice people. That's the benediction we ask. Prabhu, Krishna, I'm chanting my rounds nicely. I'm going to go on book distribution. Please, please send all the nice people to me, not those who will kick me on my face and say, go away. Because I'm not advanced enough. Because one time, Hedananda Maharaj, he visited our temple, and very proudly I mentioned, Maharaj, we go on book distribution. And we looked into the directory and find out all the Indian names, and then go to their homes after calling them and give them halwa and Bhagavad Gita. They give us $10-$20. Maharaj said, that's very good, but that's not enough. Because in this way, you will make some advance, but not as fast as you could by distributing on the streets. Because when people will say you, don't talk to me, and then still you will go distributing. Don't stay here. Don't stand here. I don't want to hear anything from you. Don't show me this. I'm Christian. When you hear that, when you get those chastisement kicks, and you surrender more to Krishna. Krishna, one time I was in Portland, and Nityananda Prabhu was with me, and it was warm in December month, still Portland was warmer. And on the Saturday market, we went to book distribution, and I tried for 2 hours. Nobody took even a card from me. And Nityananda Prabhu said, Prabhu, and I told Prabhu, nobody is taking even a card of Hare Krishna mantra. Nityananda Prabhu said, Prabhu, pray to Lord Krishna harder. Say that I'm here. 2 hours have gone. And then after that, people begin to appreciate. Oh, I was looking for like this. Oh, Eastern classical text, Bhagavad Gita. I've heard about it. I was looking for it. Now please give me donation. Oh, $20, $30, like that. Krishna opened. Because Krishna was testing that how determined I am. And then he immediately opened his heart, and then his plan. So this is book distribution. We have so many big, big book distributors here. And that is the seva, no matter what seva has been assigned to me. But I go for distributing books for sure, because that gives me ecstasy. When somebody listens, Somebody takes Bhagavad Gita, like we used to stand outside Boise Co-op store on Christmas marathon. It's freezing temperature, much snow everywhere. And we take turns, because no matter what you wear, after 1 hour, your hands and legs are already frozen. So you go inside the co-op and get warmed up again, and then come out, take shift. And people, but then all these problems, they will not feel them. Because Krishna gives so much energy in you that, oh God, this person took book and that person took book, and then we talk each other, oh, he was arguing like this, he was saying like this, and then we give books and we become so much energized. So, very nice. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, unless you experience being on the battlefield, it's difficult to imagine it. And it's like when you're fighting the mind, like you said, you know, just to go out there and meet these, like Kunti's praying for the difficulties, and you're forced to surrender, open the book and pray to Prabhupada, and you may have difficulty the whole day, but then Krishna disperses the clouds and lets people come.
Absolutely. Yes, Maharaj. Ask easy question. I'm not very advanced devotee. So ask easy question. Otherwise, I will take help. I will make a phone-a-thon to
Panchakura. I'm having some difficulty. So I'm going to tell you my difficulty. So you have to answer, because it's easy for you to answer. You mentioned that when Krishna punishes us, Krishna chastises, like in the relation to Brahma, and then you give practical examples. And the devotee advances. You said something like that?
Yes.
So when the devotee passes that test of exercising of punishment and he advances, and then he feels as advanced, then what happens after that?
Devotee, after getting this chastisement, he takes it as a mercy of the Lord, and it is not very necessary that he will begin to consider himself advanced after passing the test. He will become even more humble, because he become now like, I have myself 4 times in my whole devotional 30 years of devotional career, at 4 points I felt like I'm finished, I don't want. But then somehow it happened, Lord Narasingha Dev, prayers works, it's my own experience. And I felt like, yes, he's there to protect me. And I become more humble, like, oh, Krishna is there. Krishna is there to give me mercy. Krishna is there. So I did not feel advanced. I did not feel arrogant. I felt even much more humbler that I never thought that Krishna will ever come to protect me or help me, because I'm not an advanced devotee. But Krishna, by giving his support and mercy, I could take it like I could become puffed up. Oh, like this devotee who got leprosy, and Lord Chaitanya cured his leprosy, Vasudev Datta. When Lord Chaitanya embraced him, all his leprosy were gone. And earlier that, he used to put those insects on his body back again, because his body is useless. You are living on my body, that's better. But when he was cured, he prayed to Lord Chaitanya, Prabhu, you have cured my leprosy. And now what will happen? Look, whole devotee community, they will think that, oh, I got mercy, I'm direct connection with you, and I will become puffed up. Look, I have direct connection with the Lord, and he cured my leprosy, and I'm fixed. I'm advanced. So he requested Lord Chaitanya, Prabhu, please give me my leprosy back, because my fall down is almost imminent after I go out with this cured body to the devotee community back again. So in that way, we want to feel obliged to the Lord and serve even more intensely, without any ego or without any thinking that I'm advanced. Maharaj, I don't know if I have answered. I'm very, you know.
So you answered naturally.
Thank you. Yes, Mataji. You can, I can speak loudly if you have. Yeah, go ahead.
Please come closer to the mic.
Yeah. Mataji asks always tough questions, so I will try. Thank you. Yeah, I know, because she is always attending regularly Bhagavatam classes and asking tough questions. Very good question. Mataji asked that forget and forgive. There are two things and we must have them, otherwise we cannot survive even a day. Like one of the faculty, he insulted me and he's just my under me. But I have to forget and forgive. How can we move on unless we forget and forgive? These are the very important principles. We have to forgive others for their mistakes. We have to forget what they have done to us. But on the other hand, we have to help them in their advancement by letting them know that that behavior wasn't acceptable. Like here, what happened? Nahusha, he wanted to enjoy Shachi. So she just, Indra and Shachi did not do anything, or Braspati even did not intervene. But they made a plan. Like this devotee, if he has a tendency to offend, he will keep on offending everywhere. A trail of offense is going on. It happens. Unless some big person, but I'm a small devotee, somebody offended me, I can't do anything, I just forgive. But then the person, if he has a tendency, he will offend somebody else. And then he more reaction, more action may come, like in case of Nahusha, Agastya just cursed him to become a snake. So the point is, from our side, we want to forgive. And for our own advancement, we want to forget. Because if we keep that defect of a devotee in our mind, don't forget, our advancement will stop. Because whenever you look at him, oh, I know, he had a problem with that woman or whatever, you know. So we will look at that way, like a grilling way. So we don't want to spoil, like Gopal Krishna Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, one time he was not happy with me. He was almost chastising me heavily. But then he said, no, I don't want to be angry on you also. I said, why, Maharaj? Because that will be not good for me, for himself. So Maharaj or sannyasis or senior devotees, sometimes they want to correct, but they don't want to become angry. Why? Because anger will make them go down. So that's why they chastise for Krishna, for ISKCON, for Srila Prabhupada, not for their own anger or their own bad feeling towards you. That's very important. We want to chastise devotees like Prabhupada. One time he was in Germany, a devotee was sitting in the hall, and the fan and light were on. And Prabhupada said, you are no good. You can't even see this light and fan going on, wastage of energy. And the next day devotee packed up. And then Prabhupada heard that he is going to leave the temple. He couldn't take it. Prabhupada went to him, hold his hand, and tears in his eyes. I don't want to lose you. I had to chastise you because I want you to advance, and also I didn't want resources to get waste. Remember, any devotee sitting here, all the money which is coming to the temple and all the resources that are there in the temple, we don't want to waste even a single penny. That's the biggest karma. We want to preserve the whole setup of this temple or any temple of ISKCON, that it can go on, never waste single penny, never waste any resource, always trying to save money for the pleasure of the Lord, for the garlands and flowers of the Lord, for the prasadam or bhoga of the Lord. This is important. So, I don't know if that answered, but forget and forgive, main two principles. We must forgive. We must forget. Otherwise, we will not survive. We will not be able to survive. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.